In the second reading today, St. Paul gives us this beautiful description of what authentic love really is. And love is something that in the depths of our souls, every single one of us craves. You know, we desire relationships of love. That's what leads men and women to enter into the sacrament of marriage. That's what we desire in our families. That's why we seek out friendships. We desire love. But in our society, there's too many false imitations of authentic love. There's too many occasions of selfishness and lust that are disguised as love that people buy into. But I want to focus today in particular on love of God, the highest of all virtues. And in our society today is increasingly turning away from God. You have people in droves turning away from organized religion. You know, more and more people are turning away from their Christian roots. And yet, deep down, every one of us desires union with God. So we have a society that's starved for the love of God. And so the question for us today is, do we love God? You know, do we truly and authentically love God? And how do we know if we truly love God? You know, the people in today's gospel probably would say, oh yeah, we love God, as they're trying to kill him and hurl him off of the hill. If you ask people today, if you go through, I bet you if you did a poll, do you love God? You know, over 99% of people would say, oh yeah, sure, I love God. But do we really love God? So just a side note as we look at today's readings. St. Paul talks about how love is the greatest of the gifts. This is where Martin Luther, when he started the Protestant Reformation, went wrong, one of the ways. You know, the foundation of Protestant theology is salvation by faith alone. That all you need for salvation is faith. And what St. Paul says in his reading is, if you have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, you are nothing. Faith without love is nothing. It is absolutely meaningless. It has no power to save. And so that's where Martin Luther went wrong. Salvation by faith alone is completely wrong. You are not saved by faith alone. Faith alone is nothing. According to St. Paul, salvation requires more than faith. It ultimately requires love, among other things. So why should we love God would be the first question. And in our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord says to him, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I consecrated you as a prophet to the nations. God has formed every single one of us, every detail about our personalities, every gift, every talent that we have. God has formed us and handcrafted each one of us from the womb. From all eternity, he knew that he would create each one of us, and he brought each one of us into existence. Every single one of us has God 100% completely and entirely to thank for our very existence. We would never have even existed without him. And every breath that we take and every day that we live, we have God to thank for that. And for every person around us, every one of our loved ones, our spouse, our family members, we have God entirely to thank for every single blessing we have ever received. Who do we have more reason to love than God? And if we just step back and look at it, you know, God is deserving of more love than we give to anyone else. God is deserving of our entire love. And another reason why we should love God. How many of us can point to someone in the world who has died for us? How many of us can point to someone and say, that person loved me so much that they died for me. I'm here because that person died for me. For most of us, we can only point to one person. And that's Jesus Christ. You know, he has done more to prove and demonstrate his love for us than anybody else. So we have more reason to love God than any other person in this world. Now, I was thinking back of my own conversion when I was first turning back to the Catholic faith. I guess it was more of a reversion than a conversion. But I was at Franciscan University, and they have this chapel there called the Porciuncula. And they have perpetual adoration there. You'll go there at like 2 a.m. you know, in the middle of the night, and there will be like 15 students in there praying in front of the Eucharist. But the port, they call it the port for short, it was a replica of a chapel that St. Francis built by hand over in Italy when he rebuilt several chapels. So they built this replica. And I was down there one day praying, and I was actually on the bench behind the port, and it overlooked this little forest area. And I was praying the rosary. And I was praying the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. And in particular, when I got to the fourth and the fifth sorrowful mysteries, the road to Calvary and the crucifixion, I guess there's a moment of grace as I was praying where I got a sense of God's love, Jesus Christ's love, as he was dying on the cross, and how he was completely disregarding himself. And in a complete and total act of love, he was giving his life for each one of us. And I remember thinking at that time that I was comparing my own life to what Christ was doing. And I was thinking back on my own life and how every single thing that I was doing was out of selfishness. I was wrapped in this world of complete selfishness where everything I was seeking after and everything that I was striving for was completely revolving around myself. And how completely opposite of that Jesus Christ's sacrifice was, complete disregard for himself. And I had heard about the sacrifice of Christ, you know, again and again and again. But for the first time, I realized what authentic love was and what it demanded. It demanded me to give up my selfishness and step beyond that and to serve someone greater than myself. I think that was one of the key moments in my conversion where I had realized I had been a cradle Catholic, but never once have I actually loved God. I think that was a real turning point. When we look at what love is not calculating. I'm sure many of you have saw the story a couple days ago of the principal in Indiana who was out with a group of students, and there was a bus that was stopped. There were several students in front of it, and the bus jumped forward, and she dove in front of the bus and pushed several students out of the way, and she ended up getting killed. She didn't stand there and calculate, oh, this is going to hurt. Am I really going to jump in front of this bus? Or how many years of my life am I risking? You know, I could live, you know, pretty nice, you know, another 30 years or whatever if I don't do this. She didn't calculate. She saw the children in danger, and she jumped forward, and she gave her life. You know, that's what love does. Love doesn't calculate and think about ourselves first. Love steps beyond that. And love steps beyond what's reasonable. And love is willing to make any sacrifice for the one that we love. And so the question for us, do we love God? Do we have that attitude towards our Lord and towards his church, the Catholic Church? We have 53 seminarians who are studying for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati right now. These are 53 young men who are willing to lay down their lives to serve Christ and his church. Love demands that we give ourselves completely and totally. They're seeking to do it through a vocation as a priest. You know, some people are called to sacrifice of themselves in different ways. Some people through marriage, through being open to life, and through raising a large family, and they give themselves entirely, not putting conditions on how many children they have or how much they're willing to sacrifice for them, but they're willing to give themselves fully for what God's will is. Other people do it through works of mercy. You know, some people dedicate countless hours to St. Vincent de Paul or other organizations that serve the underprivileged. We have a tradition throughout the history of the church of thousands upon thousands of people that give up their lives. They leave their homelands, they leave their families, and they go and do missionary work in order to spread Christ's message to people that they've never even met before. You know, they'll travel halfway around the world to a whole different society where they don't even speak the language, to bring Christ's love to them and to bring the gospel message. Some people are called to lives of prayer, where they sacrifice their lives to contemplative prayer. Or some people, you'll find them in churches, they spend hours upon hours interceding for their parishes and for the world. But the point is, if we love God, then our life should be transformed by that. We should be willing to pour out every single gift and talent and moment that we have in order to serve someone beyond ourselves. And the Holy Spirit leads each one of us to do that in a different way. whether it's through the vocation of marriage or whether it's through prayer or through works of mercy or through teaching the faith. But every one of us, if we truly love God, should be able to say, I am giving my life for something greater than myself. If the love of God is alive in this parish, then this church should be filled with men and women who are giving their lives and all of their talents to serve our Lord. This church should be the center of our lives, not something peripheral that we put into Sunday morning. I come to church. If we love God, this should be the center and the heart and the soul of our lives. Love gives no room for being lukewarm or just going through the motions. Love demands complete sacrifice. And so the question is, do we love God?